Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got for you an edited version of a video that I did back in 2020 where I was reading the Riot Act to the Board of Supervisors. And I'm vindicated because the FBI and the Orange County District Attorney has been investigating these frauds, fakes, and phonies, the exact individuals that I was calling out way back when. So I hope you'll enjoy this. I've got another one coming for you, and be sure to check out all of my coverage on my playlist called Board of Supervisors. And you can see that the chickens have come home to roost. And I guess I was an early honorary whistleblower because even though my own personal lawsuit is currently going up for an appeal, the FBI heeded my insistence for them to investigate this fraud, this public serpent known now as the felon Andrew Doe.
Did you know that there is a federal law and it is 18, Title 18, US Code 1038, and it is about false information and hoaxes? Yes, there actually is a federal law where you go to prison if you provide false information or misleading information relating to biological hazards. Isn't that incredible how specific that is? Related to biological hazards and to conducting hoaxes. And do you know when you This law is enforced by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, and the penalty is life in prison. So I just told the Board of Supervisors that this is going to be one of the criminal charges in our lawsuit against them. And there are plenty of public officials that are in prison. In fact, I've got a whole list of like 12 just here in California. I don't know if you can see this. This is just in the last year. These are public officials in California that are guilty and behind bars. You know, the sheriff of Los Angeles, the former sheriff of Los Angeles, he's behind bars. No one is above the law, okay? And that is penalty is life in prison. Then, did you know there is a federal law? It's 18, Title 18, Code 1040, and that is a fraud in connection with major disaster or emergency benefits. And that's what's happening here. They're declaring an emergency in order to get money, so that's fraudulent. And the penalty here is 30 years in prison. Yeah, I got it right here. You can just, do an internet search. 30 years in prison. So let's see, life in prison plus 30 years in prison, they're going to be there a long time. Now, there are other laws here in California. Government Code 8630, calling for a local emergency when there isn't one, that's actually against the law. When you proclaim an emergency and there isn't one, that's against the law. So I schooled them on that. And also, the Health and Safety Code in California, 101080, this body right here that I was speaking to, the Board of Supervisors, is required by law to proclaim the termination of the local emergency at the earliest possible date. Okay, we're like 8 or 9 months in. This whole thing is ridiculous. The thing is, where they're wrong is that they think they're above the law. They think that they are going to have immunity because of this fake, because when there's an emergency, they think that they are immune from the law, but they're not, because there is no emergency. If there's no emergency, then the emergency law doesn't apply. Also in California, there's a law for fraud, Penal Code 504. So a public officer, when they fraudulently use any public property or funds, and they are using these funds fraudulently, they are using these funds to put up billboards to tell you to stay 6 feet apart. Oh my gosh, the list of laws that they're breaking is unbelievable. How about this? Oh, here it is again. Penal Code. California Penal Code 148.3 PC is the California statute that makes it a crime for a person to make a false report of an emergency. And the funny thing is, when I called, and I have many more, but those are some of the highlights. When I called my board of supervisor, and that is Bartlett, Supervisor Bartlett, Lisa Bartlett, more than once when I called her office and I talked to this chief of staff and the assistant chief of staff, they told me, they literally said these words. You know, we're not really up on the law. We're not up on the law. Oh, even though we're a lawmaking body, we're not up on the law. So guess what? I'm up on the law. I have them all. I'm up on the law. And I just showed them all the laws. Oh, shoot. I was going to say, let's take a look at the laws, shall we? But I was so inspired to just read them all off. I forgot to say that. And I'm going to email them all of this. I'm going to email my comments in writing. I'm going to do a video so that you friends can copy the information and share it with your board of supervisors or county commissioners or whatever you call them in your area, because these federal laws apply to everyone. And it would be horrible to be in prison. I just think that would be, what a waste of your life. What a waste when you knew that today, like right now, I'm going to go watch this probably on the video. They have the chance right now to vote to terminate this health emergency. That's why they've met. So the health officer presents the information, or lack of information, really. There's no information. There's no data. There's no evidence that this is an emergency. So they are bound by law. Okay, here's a couple of other laws. So California law. California law says that, or maybe I already read that one, 10-10-80, that they have to terminate the health emergency. And then also article in the California Emergency Services Act, Article 8630 says the governing body shall proclaim the termination of the local health emergency. Now, we've been on to them for several months. They persist in breaking the law, and they persist in breaking the law because they're either ignorant, incompetent, or intentionally duplicitous, which means they are intentionally doing this for their own gain. Maybe they think they're going to get political favors or what have you, but what they're actually going to get is a jumpsuit and a prison cell. So, you know, God created us to have consequences for our action, and there are going to be some consequences here.